Jade Surrey presents A Snowflake on Your Lips by Clive Foskett.
We're here. I'm exhausted.
You'd think that taxi would have waited to see if we're all right.
James!
Take that torch out of your mouth.
I can't hold the cases and the torch at the same time.
If that torch is broken, I'll...
Suzanne, it's fine. See?
No, I can't. Don't shine it at me, idiot.
Sorry. I haven't got another pair of hands.
Where's this place we're staying?
Somewhere up there. Along that pathway. Through the trees.
What, through all that thick snow? You carry the cases, I'm not.
Well, you use the torch.
How much further? We've been walking for ages.
Well, wait a minute. I need a breather.
Come on, keep up.
Oh, very well for you.
What?
Oh, nothing. Oh, look, there it is. They said it was quietly located, off the beaten track.
Yes, but this is off a track that's never been beaten.
At last.
Don't put those cases in the snow. They'll get wet.
Oh, sorry.
Have you got the key?
It's supposed to be left open for us.
Hurry up. And shut that door. It's more freezing in here than out there.
So, what do you think?
It'll do. Not.
Cozy. Or it will be.
And when will you wave your magic wand to transform it?
When will you ever be positive about something?
When? Doesn't matter.
Do you want a drink?
Drink? We've only just got here.
Relax. We're on holiday.
Doesn't feel like it.
Oh, look at that Christmas tree. And that fireplace. Oh, and the lighted candles.
Until they go out. Like most things in our lives.
We said we needed a break.
Break? You can't break from what's happened.
Few days to ourselves.
Ourselves. That's it, isn't it?
Try to forget. Just for a few days.
Forget? How do you expect me to forget?
I know. Just calm down.
You expect me to forget?
We can talk about it. If you want.
You mean I can talk about it? Well, you just sit there like a dumb monkey.
No, I can...
Clap your hands and eat a banana, yes. But you won't talk about it, about us.
I can...
What can you do?
I can...
Nothing. You can do nothing. It was like that when it happened. It's like that now. It will always be like that.
That's not fair.
Nothing is fair.
Let's have a drink.
You mean you want a drink?
I'll look in the fridge.
Fridge? This place is like a large fridge.
She's like a fridge, but without the excitement of the light going on.
What?
Oh, nothing.
What? No drink?
Yes. No. I mean, no.
Yes, no drink, or no, there's no drink.
Well, that means the same, doesn't it?
Oh, for goodness sake. A monkey would be more fun.
Right, there's beer. More beer. Even more beer. Wine. And some sort of Finnish vodka.
Is there any antifreeze?
Why?
Why do you think?
Have a vodka. Oh, there's ice as well.
If I want ice, I'll go outside and scrape it off the windows.
Go on. Have one. It'll help break the ice.
Oh, pathetic.
I'm going to have one. Probably more than one.
No. Light the fire, please. Just do that now. Oh, great. Look at that. They said there'd be wood. They promised wood, but there's no wood, just an empty fireplace.
It might be outside.
Oh, so this is it. A log cabin, miles from anywhere in the Arctic Circle. No wood, no fire, no hot food.
It'll be all right. I'll soon get it going.
Why did we have to come here?
You know why.
Because you said Lapland romantic. Christmassy, but it's...
What?
Painful. A searing, painful reminder.
I thought it would help. We agreed.
You insisted, as if I had a choice.
I thought it would help us. Fix us.
Nothing's going to fix us. We are done. Finished in Finland.
It'll be all right.
If you say that one more time, I'll smash that vodka bottle over your head.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. That's all you've said since... Since it happened a year ago. Last Christmas.
What else can I say?
Nothing. Just say nothing.
Right.
Just face the facts. Christmas here is not a sticking plaster, a cure for what's happened.
No, you're right.
First time you've admitted that.
Do you want to go?
Oh, it's dark, it's cold, I'm tired, hungry. Going is not an option.
Let's get cosy then. I'll light the fire, then cook something.
Why? James, why?
Why what?
Why did you think this would help?
Because I promised.
So?
I promised that we'd come here for Christmas. A special treat.
We're here, but it's not special. What treat?
Well, you know what I mean.
So what?
I thought... We'd keep the promise.
What fun we're having!
Oh, that's not fair. It's not my fault.
Isn't it?
Well, you know it's not.
Don't pretend anymore.
I'm not.
Say it.
What?
Say it. Just say it. You never have.
Why?
Because you're in denial.
I'm not.
Denying your denial, that's rich.
You always go off on one.
Just say it once, for me.
Say what, exactly?
Do I have to spell it out?
Please, I don't need this.
James, listen, if you have the slightest glimmer of us getting through this, then you can't pretend for the rest of your life.
I need a drink.
Oh, that's right. Hide in the bottle. You always do.
It helps.
You, yes. Not me. I need your help, not alcohol. Better?
For now, yes.
Oh, I give up. I really do.
I'll get the wood.
Then what? Sit here all week staring at each other?
Give me that torch.
James!
What now?
Just admit this. To yourself, at least.
Go on, if you must. You always do. over and over again, as if it helps.
Adam, our son. Our beautiful 7-year-old son. He's never coming to Lapland or anywhere else, ever. A broken promise.
I know.
You know, is that all?
Just stop. Please stop. Don't you think I...
You promised.
What?
To love me forevermore, regardless.
So did you, but it's different now, isn't it?
They promised.
Who?
The doctors.
Oh, they tried.
That hospital, that nurse.
What about her?
Dead boy walking, that's what she said. And you did nothing.
Oh, I did. Do you have any idea how long it takes to complain? The red tape.
They didn't do what they promised.
They tried.
Not enough. They didn't see him quickly. I had to keep insisting. They didn't give him the best treatment, the more expensive drugs, the time to heal, a chance of survival. They wanted me, his mother, to sign a do not resuscitate form as if I should be judge and jury on my son's life.
And me? You forget.
They wanted to switch off the very thing that was keeping him alive, like they were switching off a television. Why? To save the electricity bill. To save some ongoing care, or so some politician could keep within their budget.
Oh, please stop.
I believed them. That they'd save him. That chance to live no matter what it cost. Not being just a number on that thing called pathway. Oh, that's a joke. It's not a pathway to anywhere except death.
Can't change it.
So you think I'll get over this by bringing me to stay in some fridge? We could have gone to the supermarket freezer cabinets, cheaper, warmer. And talking of kitchen appliances, when you said you wanted a new dishwasher, it wasn't a new machine. You wanted a younger version of me.
Wood. We need wood.
Oh, that's it. Just walk out once again when I'm trying to have a discussion.
You bitch. I'm going.
You're right. For once, you're completely right. I need that drink. What did that brochure say? Enjoy your cozy log cabin full of Christmas spirit, snowmobile rides, reindeer, huskies, a visit by Father Christmas, fully stocked for food and drink. Your children will love it. Let's see what's in here. Fish, dried fish, herrings, Finnish fish. Well, at least there's no reindeer steaks. Oh, but surprise, surprise, there are. No, I've no idea what they are. Why? Why did he think that this would be a relaxing break? More like a heartbreak. One more small drink. I really need to rest for a minute. So what do you think is wrong with him?
We can't be sure until we've done more tests.
When?
Later on today.
But can I take him home later?
Probably not, until we know the results.
And then?
Then we'll know what we can do next.
And if you can't, what is next?
I think you know.
But you will do everything you can regardless.
We will.
It's my son, you see. How do I tell him?
You'll find a way.
Mummy, where's Todd?
They're looking after him.
Why?
He's not feeling very well.
Why?
Sometimes, Adam, it happens to someone you love.
I love Todd. Is it my fault he hurts?
No, of course not. I'm sure they'll make him better.
I want to cuddle him, make him better.
You will, when they let him come home.
Can we go and see him?
Not yet. Perhaps later on.
Promise?
I promise. Hello?
Mrs. Jackson, it's about your dog, Todd.
Oh, what?
I'm so sorry.
But, Mummy, you promised.
I'm so sorry. They couldn't do anything for him.
Why?
He was in pain.
Where did he catch the pain from?
From no one. It just happens.
Can we still go and see him?
Best not to.
You shouldn't break a promise.
I know. But he is in a better place now.
Why is it a better place? This is Todd's home. Here with me.
Well, it's a happy place.
I'm sad I'm not there with him.
A lovely place for all doggies, for all pets.
Where is it?
It's called Rainbow Bridge. Todd will wait for us there, and one day you, me and Daddy will see him again.
Promise?
Yes.
Please don't promise me again. Unless it's true.
Go to sleep now. I love you.
You told Adam what?
It was breaking his heart.
But...
We could get another one. A surprise for Christmas.
I don't think so. Not yet.
When? He'll ask you.
Sometime. When he's ready. When we're ready.
Do you mean never?
I didn't say that.
But you thought it.
I know. We'll all go away. Somewhere Christmassy. Adam will love it. Take his mind off it.
You really think that?
I'll tell him now.
He's sleeping. Don't wake him.
In the morning, then.
Mummy, it's hurting again.
Let's cuddle. Hey, I've got you. It'll be all right.
Is my pain the same as Todd?
No, of course not. Just a tummy pain. The doctors will fix it.
Promise.
Try to sleep. It's still dark. The gentle glow of the clock says 4:44. So early. The world sleeps, and so do you. I look across. You're lying there. Just for a moment, I think it could all be like it used to be. But it isn't. I get up and go to sit on your bed. That was good of them. They said I could stay with you in the hospital just for these two nights. Christmas, they said. Time to be together. All day. All night. You look so peaceful. Just a little croaking sound as you breathe. Slowly. Carefully. In and out. In and out. I've got some presents for you. We'll open them later. The nurse said you'd be awake later after the drugs wear off. Before they have to give you more pain. I can never feel your pain. I know it's there. I can see its intensity. Helpless. That's what I am. Helpless to stop your pain. I thought they would stop your pain. None of us can feel another's pain. But now I just have to suffer my own pain watching yours. Somewhere in the distance, there are voices. The day is beginning. Perhaps in your dreams you're remembering us. Mummy? Daddy? Todd? Before this, I kiss your hand, hold it tighter. You make a little sound, then a big sigh. Happy Christmas, my love. Your eyelids flutter, and for a brief moment your eyes open. I kiss your head and give you the gentlest cuddle. But you don't wake. You look so peaceful. You don't wake. You don't. Adam. Adam, wake up. Wake up, please. No. No, Adam, wake up. What's happening? Oh, right, all right. Oh, too much vodka. Oh, now what? He can't even open the door. Idiot. Hang on. Just stop knocking. Can't you manage by your... Oh, sorry. I thought it was...
Your husband?
Yes.
I saw him out there in the snow, searching, rummaging.
Rummaging?
For wood.
Typical.
May I come in?
You look a bit... Sorry, a bit odd.
It's this dark cloak, probably. I didn't mean to scare you.
It's just that I didn't expect to see anyone out here late and in the middle of nowhere.
Understandable.
Sorry. I've just woken up. A dream. Bad dream. And you are?
I was asked to visit you. To sort out any problems.
Oh, from the travel company. Come in. Yes, there are a few things wrong.
That's why I'm here.
There's no wood. Not much choice of food. It's freezing. And we're in the middle of a miserable forest, and my husband is out there in the dark, rummaging. Apart from that...
It'll be wonderful in the morning. You'll love it.
Doubt it.
But will you and James be wonderful in the morning?
How dare you? That's none of your business. Is James safe out there?
He's fine. Just rummaging.
What is this, then? Some form of travel counselling?
No, as I said, I was asked to come here.
By who? Who put you up to this?
Do you mind if I take my coat and hat off? It's hot in here.
Hot? You're joking.
I'll hang them up. Oh, that's better.
Oh, please. No. I don't need this right now. You dressed as Father Christmas, the whole outfit. It may be part of the ho-ho-ho holiday package for kids, but please, no thank you. We've had a long journey. I'm hungry and tired.
But obviously not thirsty.
How dare you? I've only had a small drink.
I understand.
Anyway, my son's not here.
I know about Adam.
That's it. Enough. Whoever you are, please go.
I just need to tell you something.
He's dead, don't you understand? Dead.
He'll always be with you and James.
I wish. I really do wish.
In your thoughts. In your heart. At Rainbow Bridge.
What?
When you love someone... When you've lost them, they're never far away. Just be still and sense them, out of sight, but still close, so very close.
What right do you have to talk about my son?
More than you know.
I'll complain about this.
They won't understand.
They? Who sent you?
You really don't know.
No.
Adam.
How dare you? You're some sort of nutcase.
I understand your pain, your sadness.
How can you? I'm his mother. I should have found a way to save him. I feel guilty for letting him.
You're not guilty for what happened. Adam knows that. No matter how often you go over and over this, you'll never change it. Just forgive yourself. It's the past. All you or anyone has is this moment right now and what we do with it. Now is all we have, not the past, not the future, just this special moment to live in.
How on earth do you know what Adam thinks?
Adam doesn't blame you. He wanted me to give a gift for both of you.
This is a nightmare.
No, it's real.
No. It must be the vodka. This isn't happening. I'll wake up soon.
Believe me, this is real. It's a very special gift.
Well, just show me this gift and go.
I will.
Well, at least you haven't got a sack full of cheap toys and Rudolph pouring at the door.
I do have reindeer and a sledge. Look out the window.
Fine. I can see them. Then you'd all better fly away.
You really need this gift.
Right. Anything, just to end this charade. And I'm not sitting on your Father Christmas lap to get it.
No. The gift is very simple. From Adam, for you and James.
So you said. Where is it, then?
You can't see it, touch it, hold it. But it's very precious. It outlasts anything else. I promise.
That's it?
Yes. It's yours, to keep.
So, a guessing game. You'd better go, now.
I will. I have to make many visits.
Here's your coat. Goodbye.
Until next year.
You think I'm ever coming back to this madhouse?
Treasure Adam's gift. Always.
Yep. No worries. I will.
Always remember.
What?
To live in the hearts of those we love and who love us is to never die.
As if. A nutcase in red and white. That travel company's going to hear about this. Oh, no. What now? Look, I told you, enough is enough. Oh, it's you.
Who else?
Father Christmas.
What?
There was a man here.
A man? What did he want? Who was he?
He looked like Father Christmas.
How much have you been drinking?
He knew all about us. Everything.
Can I come in, or shall I stand here all night?
Listen to me. About this man.
I need to drop this wood. So, while I sweated gathering this wood, you've been swigging vodka and talking nonsense with a strange man.
Don't be an idiot.
Suzanne.
What now?
I've been thinking, out there in the snow, about us.
Just a minute. Something's not right.
We know that.
And not us. Him.
Why?
You've just come up that pathway.
So?
You must have seen him.
Who?
Keep up. That man.
I didn't see anyone.
He must have passed you.
There's no one out there.
He had reindeer. A sledge. I saw them.
You imagined it.
I didn't. Look, there on the door. His hat.
What, this?
Give me the hat.
Here, take it.
Open the door and look.
So what? There's my footprints out and back.
But there's nothing else.
No, nothing. No trace of him. No other tracks.
Except for what he left. He said.
Said what?
He promised.
Promised what?
His gift. Or rather, the gift from...
From who? Show me, then. What is it?
It's for us. A very special gift.
What gift? Oh, why are you putting that hat on?
What do you think? Suits me?
Yes, very Christmassy. But...
But what?
What's this all about? Where's this gift? What is it?
Come here.
Why?
There's a snowflake on your lips.
What?
No, don't wipe it away. Let me do this. Hold me. Close.
So, are we going to be all right?
Yes.
That's a promise.
Yes.
And the gift?
That's it. From Adam, for us.
From Adam?
He's still with us, forever. I still love you. Happy Christmas.
You have been listening to A Snowflake on Your Lips by Clive Foskett, directed by Sarah Robinson and edited by Colin Hansford, with Tryphena Mulford as Suzanne, Paul Hannah as James, Lila Pugh as Adam, Mark Harris as the visitor, and Wendy Maganay as the voice on the phone. Music and sound effects courtesy of YouTube. Upstage Surrey, creating entertainment by local people, for local people.